Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Missing evidence in Capitol attack.
A gap in the official records during the assault.
Push for Ukraine ceasefire.
The situation in Mariupol is just so dire.
Will Smith's apology.
I was wrong, he said.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New questions about what President Trump was doing while the Capitol was under attack on January 6th, 2021. CBS News and The Washington Post have obtained White House records from that day, and there is a long gap in entries in his call log and daily diary. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
There is a massive 7-hour and 37-minute gap in calls from 11:17 a.m. to 6:54 p.m., which includes the most violent period of the attack. The committee is now investigating whether the president and top aides used burner or disposable phones to avoid scrutiny of their calls during that time. There's also a lengthy gap in records of the former president's movements as recorded in his daily diary. At 1:21 p.m., the records note, the president met with his valet. The next entry isn't until 4:03. The president went to the Rose Garden, it reads, where he participated in a video to supporters.
We have to have peace. So go home.
The House committee investigating the attack, chaired by Mississippi's Benny Thompson, has advanced a resolution recommending contempt of Congress charges against former Trump aides Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino.
In Mr. Scavino's case, he strung us along for months before making it clear that he believes he's above the law.
The committee plans to interview former Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner on Thursday. A federal judge said yesterday that former President Trump, quote, more likely than not, committed a felony by attempting to obstruct Congress when he tried to subvert the 2020 election. A new round of talks is going on in Turkey to try to bring an end to the fighting in Ukraine. Three humanitarian corridors have been established to try to get people out of the southern city of Mariupol. CBS's Holly Williams has our report this morning from Ukraine.
Irpin, just north of the capital Kyiv, and Trostianets to the east have been recaptured from the Russians, according to the Ukrainian military. In many places, Russian ground forces are stalled and taking heavy losses. The occupiers are pushed away from Irpin and Kyiv, said Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky last night. But he also said it's too soon to talk about safety. That's exactly what we found when we tried to visit the town of Makariv yesterday. Ukrainian forces say they recaptured it last week. But as we approached its outskirts with a convoy of Ukrainian troops, they told us to take cover because the Russians were watching from the sky.
Back to the cars.
Okay. Back to the cars.
We turned back, traveling at high speed.
We're hearing shelling. There's one just now.
If this is what liberation looks like,
full speed, do you copy?
Ukraine's fight for freedom may be long and dangerous.
At the White House, CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us President Biden says his comment that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power was an opinion, not a U.S. policy goal.
I'm not walking anything back.
President Biden stood by his controversial comment about Vladimir Putin.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
Insisting the words were personal.
I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it.
And not a shift in U.S. policy toward a Russian regime change.
Nobody believes we're going to take down. I was talking about taking down Putin.
The president was asked if he was confident Putin himself saw it that way.
I don't care. He's going to do what he's going to do.
Putin's top spokesman called Mr. Biden's comment alarming and said only the Russian people will decide who is in power.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
As the Motion Picture Academy reviews The Slap at Sunday night's Oscars, we've heard from the star at the center of it.
Will Smith says his behavior was unacceptable, inexcusable, and he was wrong. After staying silent following his altercation with Chris Rock, Smith went on Instagram to say the joke about his wife's medical condition was, in his words, too much for me to bear. He then issued a personal apology to Rock. Police here in L.A. say Rock has declined to file a police report, so for the moment, no charges will be filed, but Will Smith could face disciplinary action by the Motion Picture Academy. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The next battle is likely in the courts now that Florida's governor has signed a bill that bans instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in grades K through 3. Critics have labeled it the Don't Say Gay bill. Republicans say the measure is reasonable. Well, more than 2 million American women live in places with no access to prenatal care. CBS's Janet Shamlian takes us to the Texas Panhandle.
With 2 small children and a baby due in June, Kaylee Samuelowitz has a lot on her plate.
When you go into labor, how long will it take you to get to the hospital?
About an hour.
How many miles is it?
60.
Fewer than half of rural Texas hospitals now deliver babies.
It's just so expensive. They just get to the point where they have to make a decision on that.
Jeff Barnhart runs the Hereford Regional Medical Center in the Texas Panhandle.
How often are you short of labor and delivery nurses?
We have to go on diversion part of the week.
That's when a woman in labor is taken by ambulance to another hospital. Samuelowitz is on alert as her due date gets closer.
Even if I think it's labor, even if it might not be, we'll just head that direction. Better safe than sorry.
Janet Shamlian, CBS News, Hereford, Texas.
At least 3 people were killed and more than a dozen others hurt in a wild pileup on Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania.
Couldn't even see 3 feet in front of me. I could only hear cars around me hitting each other.
The fog was thick and it was snowing. No chance to stop.
All of a sudden, all I saw was a wall of trucks sideways.
Many big rigs were involved in the 60 vehicles that crashed. The Democratic National Committee is discussing a draft plan that would require states to apply for the first 5 spots on the presidential nominating calendar. That could imperil Iowa's traditional first-in-the-nation status. In the women's college basketball tournament,
Deckers gets it ahead. Williams lays it up.
UConn survived a double overtime battle with North Carolina State on ESPN. Louisville also advanced with a win over Michigan to join Stanford and South Carolina in the Final Four.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
The nominees for Album of the Year at the Grammys are a picture of diversity.
Lil Nas X's debut studio album, Montero, was announced with a fake court hearing on TikTok and a partnership with Taco Bell. Believe it or not, Jon Batiste recorded We Are in 6 days in his dressing room. What's Old is New Again with Taylor Swift, who spent the last year re-recording and releasing her old music after losing the rights to 6 of her albums. The remaining Album of the Year nominees are Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, Her, Olivia Rodrigo, and Kanye West. Jen Clark, CBS News.
In a nod to diversity, at the NFL owners' meeting, it's been decided the league's going to require all teams to employ a woman or a member of an ethnic or racial minority to serve as an offensive assistant coach starting next season. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.